Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is November 28th, 2017. It's Tuesday. I hope everyone had a great start to the week and we're rolling along here. I can't believe it's on Friday. I say this every month, but does it not feel like time just keeps flying by? And I know time is irrelevant, but Christ is talking a lot about time right now, even into today's show. You know, I sit here and I'm, even with everything I've heard last week and everything that's happened last week, that was so last week ago, here I am. But there's something about us fighting for the value of our souls that has been the predominant theme. Part of me just shutting it all down was fighting for myself because I was putting out too much, not taking enough in, and boom, there I was. Just I couldn't talk anymore. But the thing is, that happens to everybody. It's not like it just happened to me. But I knew enough. I mean, it took a long time, but I knew enough to know enough, and with the help of Christ, and this is why this show is so cool, is that we can talk about what he is talking about. And this value that we get back, each and every one of us, when we fight for ourselves. But what does that mean? Because a lot of the times, we're fighting other people for ourselves. And we want everyone to think the way we think, and we want them to know what we think, and we want to just cram it down their throats. But Christ is like, wait, back up. Back up, guys. Before you jump out and start lashing out at people, one way or another, how great you are, how not great you are, how awful you are, what a loser you are, what a winner you are, how much better than other people you are, whatever it is, shut it down and reel yourself in. How do you know who you are if you do not ask yourself? And it all goes back to giving yourself time. Time. What is it about us that finds a way to put ourselves off and keep ourselves at bay for an entire lifetime? There are even instances where we have the time to take our time. And instead of paying attention to who we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it, we start paying attention to everybody else. That's a big sign that you haven't invested time in yourself. Because now what's happening is we're projecting. We're taking what's in us, we're not liking what's in anybody else, or we do the complete opposite. We think everybody else is doing something that we don't get to be part of. Poor us. Everybody else is doing fine but me. And you can do that for an entire lifetime. I've known people who, we've stopped it by now, but when they came to me, were doing that for an entire lifetime. Looking outside and thinking everyone knew something they didn't and they had some kind of special sauce secret for life. And they didn't get that special sauce secret. But the truth is, everyone's energy, for the most part, goes into taking care of their own lives. They don't have time to worry about everybody else. I mean, who could do that? But when we hijack ourselves, nobody else has hijacked our brain for us. And we don't give ourselves time to think things through. We just don't know who we are. And when we don't know who we are, we expect the world to tell us who we are. But the world can't tell us who we are. We're here to take what's in the world and create who we are through the world we live in. Some of us say we know ourselves, yet our behavior says we don't. There's somebody who clearly hurts other people's feelings, but if you tell him he does that, he'll tell him, no, I don't. That's their decision to be hurt. Totally disassociates. And he's the one hurting their feelings. So then he doesn't understand why people have a hard time being around him. But he's very non-emotional. And he'll say, well, you made a decision to be worried about that. You made a decision not to have this. You made a decision to do that. And probably ultimately the person did. But if he's the one hurting their feelings and he tells them, well, you've chosen to be hurt. It's all about perspective. I didn't mean it that way. But try telling that to a 10-year-old. They're looking at you like, but wait a minute. You're the one telling me not to be hurt over something you did. I'm a kid. I don't get all of that. I just know what you did. So that lack of consistency. And some of us, we know what to do. And we just don't know how to value the information about ourselves that we actually know. What does it look like in everyday life when you can value yourself and enjoy the choices that you make while you are there in them? A lot of us, we wait for a good day until we know more, until we've got this down, until we've done that with so-and-so. We just keep going, one excuse after another excuse after another excuse. But how do we do that? How do we say, let's say you're talking to someone, let's say you're at work, and there's a big project, and it's up for grabs. Nobody is assigned to it yet, and you're really excited about doing it. Do you be quiet and wait for someone to notice you and say, well, you know, Sally's worked really, really hard, and I think that Sally should get this position? Or do they give it to someone who they just talks more and they see them more and they have more time invested with them, even though they may not be the best choice? Maybe in time, maybe you've been there long enough, do you say something or not? It depends on whether or not you value yourself. If you go to them and you say, hey, you know what? I know this position is up. It's something I would love to do. I've been here for a long time. I can see how certain dynamics of what we're already doing can be contributed to this project, and we can even grow past that. They'll look at you and go, oh my gosh, you really have thought about this. You actually thought about it, gave it more time than I did. I will definitely consider that. Thank you for coming in. You don't give it all away. You just give away what you thought, which would be just a basic outline. Enough for them to be interested to see, hey, what else would this person do? This was really great what she just said. Imagine you doing that to yourself. Oh, I really feel upset about this. Maybe you got in an argument with your partner. And not like a big, full-blown argument. Just there was a slight exchange that was off in the morning. Happens a lot to a lot of people because they're rushing. They're trying to get out. They're already, their brain is at work. Their body's still at home. They still got to get kids in the car. This is life. And then the exchange between the two of you probably wasn't that great. So instead of just barking back and saying, wow, well, aren't you just snippy this morning? You say, you know what? I get that we're both in a rush. We'll talk when we get home. Okay. And then you both go, but it gives you time during the day to think about it and see it for what it was, that you both just were rushed. By the time you get home, you don't really even need to talk about it, but it'll come out as maybe, oh, you know what? Sorry about this morning. I was in a rush. I meant nothing by it. It was me kind of rushing me, not you. But I took it out on you because I can't, like, scream at myself. Oh, I get that. I did the same thing. That's where you're valuing. When you value what's inside of you, and I'm not talking big things yet. I'm just talking the little things that happen every day. When you can let the bone go instead of constantly chewing on the same bone over and over and over again until you drive yourself nuts and you drive somebody else nuts. But when you value that, what you say, you stand by what you say. Not to the point where you cram it down people's throats. You stand by what you say to yourself. What other people do matters less and less to who you are. The less you're doing for yourself, the more what other people think becomes totally prevalent in your life. So on the page where I advertised the show and I posted the show, Christopher Sedre said, to answer the question, your value is worth fighting for within yourself. He said, ignorance, lack of self-understanding, and our emotions put us off and keep us from becoming a lover of what is. When somebody is ignorant and lack of self-understanding, they don't know it. They don't know it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be ignorant about it. Think about that. The more we struggle to live, the less we actually live because we are too hyper-focused on everything and everybody else. But put it beneath that. And for some reason, I was so excited about doing this show today. And I just felt like this feeling inside, like, you know, when Christ just shows up and he like totally like fills this upper part of my chest. It's like so cool. But we don't know when we don't know. And we don't know what we don't know. So if you're listening today and you say, hey, how do I want to value myself? How can I value myself? Even for me, it's a question. And Christ just said so quietly that every soul deserves to sit still for a moment or two. And I forget that every single day. It's like I have to be retold, like I have to put an alarm that just says, sit still for a minute. Think about what you're doing. And then he just said, and then do it. Put it into practice. Because then not only did you think something, but you learned to listen to yourself. And when you listen to yourself, you see the results of your work. When you see the results of your work, you start believing in yourself more. When you believe in yourself, you will listen to yourself more. That's your personal cycle of life. The less you listen, the less you see the fruits of your own labor, the easier it is to attack others for their labor, and the easier it is to understand yourself less and less, because without those experiences, you don't grow in depth. Don't grow. Every once in a while, I get stuck. And when I get stuck, I almost get like this nervous energy. You know, I start walking around. I find anything to do but sit at my desk because I honestly, the next thing just feels too big for me. I will find a way to cook, to clean. I mean, I'll be busy, but it won't be at my desk because I'm stuck. But now what I do is I come and I sit here and I make myself sit here, I make myself get started. And I realize once I get started, that's it. The wheel starts to turn. But until I get started, if I were to get up and do those things, I would do it the next day and the next day and the next day. I will find everything that works around what I want to do instead of what I need to do. And it's such a subtle thing. It's like a procrastination, but it's a tricky one because we don't know we're procrastinating. We're running away, which is kind of a step past procrastinating because it's you have the time. You have the will. But sometimes our own success scares us. Sometimes we have that mental block in our mind that says, I can't really do that. I know I'm going to do that, but I can't really do it. And Christ just says, well, gosh, you know, if you don't do it, who's going to do it? And it all goes back to how you believe and what you believe you're worth. If your thoughts are worth rehashing, if your thoughts are worth believing, if your instinct is worth listening to, at times we forget, and we forget very, very deeply, that we even go that deep. As Christopher says, the more we struggle to live, the less we live. Christ is saying, is anybody really feeling life? Because we've put life on a pause, on a mute, because we don't feel valued in the world we live in. So now we have to recreate that value by paying attention to our own value, so we can at the very least convince ourselves that this is all worth doing. Because when we don't really feel that worth, the first thing we do is that's not important enough for today. I've got all these things to do, and if we wait every single day for all those things to do, we will never get to ourselves. We already know that. But there's things like if you want to start eating right on your next meal. Don't wait until you shop. Don't wait until you go. Just from whatever you have to choose, eat the best choice you have. And then do that the next meal. And then do that the next meal. You know, when they say Rome wasn't built in a day, nothing is built in a day. But once you start to value that, hey, you know what? My body deserves better food. But a lot of times, if you're eating foods that are processed already and you jump to completely fresh, your system literally, and I've seen this happen to people, it'll all of a sudden you'll be in the bathroom for a while. You'll just be going back and forth. But if you slowly just start taking out and replacing, when people completely break out of just no wheat product, processed wheat product or GMO wheat product, they go through like a huge withdrawal. They don't even know what it's from because they never think that that would give them that. But just slowly, your next meal, make better decisions. If you're going to order a pizza, instead of ordering the pizza, what does a pizza have on it? Cheese, marinara sauce, and bread. If you have cheese and marinara sauce at home, you might want to make that. You have the same flavor without the bread. It's interesting. Or when you go to the store the next time, just buy sprouted wheat. Find out what to buy. Do some research. Value yourself. If you want to be nicer to people, don't keep saying, well, I want to be nicer to people. Just be nicer to the next person you talk to. Be more attentive. If you want to pay attention to yourself, just do it right now. Let me sit for 5 minutes. Let me make a list. Let me think about what I want to do today. Let me think about what I want my life to produce. And you'll see that the more involved you are with you, just like you would be with a child or with people at work, you start to value, like, hey, you know what? I kind of like myself. I kind of enjoy myself. Because now we're, you know, rampant. A lot of coaches want to teach you to love yourself. A lot of people want to teach you to care about yourself. Think about that. We're in a world where people are helping other people see themselves. And you think, but I'm with myself all day. There's no one who will ever know me as well as I know myself. But that's not necessarily true anymore. Because a lot of us have blinders on. We're so inundated with stress and pressure. There's nowhere to talk about feelings, so that gets bottled up first. And sometimes somebody just makes a casual observation about us and we look at them and we go, oh my God, I do that. As though it wasn't even you. Who's with you all day? Isn't that crazy? And so Christ just says, give yourself time to make a decision. Make a decision to give yourself time to make a decision. Don't feel like you have to just all day long, yes, no, yes, no. Think about, what do I want out of this? What do I value in this project that I'm doing, in this life that I'm living? That's something I filtered through last week over and over again. And I kept telling myself, out of everything I'm doing, what are the top three? And those are the only three I can focus on because I'm spread out too thin. I knew that. And I had to choose. And it wasn't easy. But if I didn't, I would just keep running into a wall. So why would I want to do that? Paying attention to the difference between 99% and 100%. It's only 1% difference. But that last 1% is the hardest. You could do everything, but if you don't take it to the next level, you haven't really put the value into the work you're doing to cross that line. It's like shooting an entire movie and then never editing it. That last part right before it comes out and you don't do it. Then you just shot a movie that isn't going to be seen because there's too much footage. It needs editing. And without the editing, no one can see it. So you have to learn to edit to do the movie. So you have to say, okay, if I can't do this, I need to get someone else who can to get this to the next level. If you're going to wait to learn it after you've done it, good luck. Because that's an entire profession. So we have to know what we're doing. If you work from home, and it's hard to work from home, you have to tell yourself, I'm stationed at my desk for so many hours a day. This is when I'll take breaks. Literally make a list, post it, follow it. The more you can listen to yourself, whatever it is you put before you, you will leap from that 99%. Which is the spinning the wheels part, that last 1% is where you build your value. That's where the rubber meets the road, where you know who you are. That's the exhilarating part. That's the part that tells your brain, hey, look, I've done this. Now I can do this too. And look at how great it is when it's finished. Oh, my God. Even if it's just filling out a questionnaire about yourself. Self-love reinforces in us through action, not through our thoughts. We can all day long say, I love myself, but we are never convinced until we see it. There is no other way to know you without going from the thought part and creating the action to support it. So when Christ says to sit still and then let yourself go through the process, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where you will believe who you are. Let's take Sally, who's in the company, who the project is up, and she went and said, hey, you know what? This is what I feel. And they're like, wow, never thought you'd do that. They would have never known if she didn't say anything. But the fact she did, now she's in the running. So now let's say they come back to her and they say, hey, you know what? We decided to give this project to you. She's like, yay, yippee, and then she does the project. What happens to Sally? She then now has this experience that she didn't have before. Not only is she more valuable to herself that she finished it, but the fact that she has that experience, she's more valuable to the company. My daughter worked lowest person on the totem pole for 4 years. 4 years. But in that time, she learned everyone else's job along with hers because she interacted with everybody, so she had to. But because she took her work into action, when that opening she's been waiting for, making literally almost half the pay she's making now for 4 years, but she took it because she understood the value. Most people after 1 year, they're like, oh, 12, 14, 15 hour days? No way. But she only saw where she wants to be, not where she was. So somewhere in there, she had a conversation with herself that no matter what I go through, it's okay with me because I see where I'm going. And because I see where I'm going, I'm fine. I love this. I want to learn everything. That energy of just having that discussion, knowing where you want to go, and taking yourself there is one layer at a time of self-value, of understanding that your worth is a contributing worth to yourself. And when you contribute to you, you start to feel like you can contribute to everyone. Life doesn't have big secrets. Life keeps re-going back to action joined with thought. What you think and you do defines you. And the more you do, the less you even see what anybody else thinks about you. It's an amazing marriage of your own personal growth. So whatever it is you're thinking about today, put it into action, start it, get it rolling, and see if you feel different. It's an amazing bridge to walk across. You guys, our time is up. I will see you tomorrow for Relationship Wednesday. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.